This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Yanley. Let's talk once again with gardening guy Henry Hohmeyer. He's here each week to talk about things to do in the garden and the yard. And, of course, fall is here. Henry, you might want to be getting ready to do some big planting, right?
Yes, Rick. This is a good time to plant trees and shrubs.
It is a good time. Now, I know that there's some controversy. You wrote in your article this week that some people prefer to plant trees and shrubs in the spring. You actually prefer the fall. How come?
The spring is nice in the sense that the trees have plenty of time to get their roots established. On the other hand, if you go away for 2 weeks in August and don't water, you can harm the roots of the plant or even kill it.
It's a really critical time for them to have water each and every week.
Yes, the first year is the key year. In the fall, it's generally cooler. We usually get a fair amount of rain. And the thing that tips me in the direction of being a fall planter of trees is that the experts say in the fall, the trees extend their roots naturally, whether in the wild or something you planted. This is when their roots extend themselves.
So, Henry, how long do those roots keep growing? Do they grow right through the fall, right into the winter?
They grow through the fall, even after leaf drop. But then once the temperature gets down to 32 degrees, they stop growing until spring.
Okay. How big a hole do you need to plant a particular tree? And how much, you know, how much area should you have around it to, say, the house or other trees?
You need a minimum of 3 times the width of the root ball or the pot that the tree came in for the width of the hole. I personally prefer 4 or 5 times the width of the root ball. You're trying to loosen up the soil by digging a wide hole so that when you replace the soil, the roots will, those little fine root hairs will not have a hard time extending out into the soil.
You want to be really careful not to pack it down too tightly?
Good question. You want to pack it down with your hands but not your feet because you want those roots to be able to extend out into loose soil.
What if you've got uneven ground? I know there's some ridges in my yard and some hillier areas. Can you plant a tree at the top of a ridge or a hill like that?
Yes, you can. What's difficult is if you're planting on the side of a hill, particularly a steep hill, because you have to have your tree vertical, so you're going to have to cut into the soil, into the hillside, to create a little terrace, if you will, so that the tree is on a flat spot.
So what are the tips that we need to keep in mind when we're planting a tree?
It's very important that we plant trees at the proper depth. Each tree has an area which is called a trunk flare, which is where the trunk widens out and sends out roots above ground, and it's important that that be on the soil surface. When trees are grown commercially, they're grown in rows like corn in a field. Somebody digs them up, throws them in a pot, covers them up with dirt. They don't pay attention to where this trunk flare is. So you have to pay attention when you plant, and you have to use your fingers to probe the soil, find out where that trunk flare is, and that's tricky on a small tree. But you need to find that so that you pull off any excess dirt. If you plant the tree too deeply, the bark is going to rot in 6 to 10 years, and your tree will go into decline and eventually die. But it's not rocket science. If you pay attention, it's easy to do.
Garden guy Henry Hohmeyer talks with us weekly. You can find a link to Henry's blog and much more at nhpr.org. Thanks, Henry.
Thank you, Rick.